This is Akashvani, the news read by Shefali Singh. Union Home Minister Amit Shah inaugurated Prime Minister College of Excellence in all 55 districts of Madhya Pradesh from Indore today. Speaking on the occasion, Mr. Shah said the initiative is aimed at providing excellent and high-quality education to students. He emphasized that the new education policy aims not only to equip Indian students to compete globally for the next 25 years, but also to reconnect them with our rich cultural heritage and languages. Earlier in the day, Mr. Shah participated in the Ek Ped Maa Ke Naam campaign in Indore. Under the initiative, Indore created world record of planting 11 lakh saplings in a day and achieved its target of planting 51 lakh trees. Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla has emphasized that Indians residing abroad are integral partners in India's development and modernization. He was addressing the Indian diaspora at Moscow in Russia. Mr. Birla commended the Indian community for their significant contributions to nation building in India, highlighting their role as ambassadors who shape India's image in Russia through their actions, contributions and achievements. The Lok Sabha Speaker was leading an Indian parliamentary delegation to the 10th BRICS Parliamentary Forum in Russia, which concluded on the 12th of this month. World leaders have condemned the attack on former US President Donald Trump at an election rally in Western Pennsylvania. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres condemned the act of political violence. Prime Minister Narendra Modi in a social media post said, "Violence has no place in politics and democracies." The Prime Minister wished Mr. Trump a speedy recovery. Mr. Modi said, "The thoughts and prayers of people of India are with the family of the deceased, those injured, and the American people." In Bihar, 5 people lost their lives and 7 others were injured in a road accident in Kishanganj district today. The accident took place near Betbari village on NH-327E in Povakhali when a speeding truck collided with a four-wheeler. The police said the injured have been admitted to Siliguri Hospital in West Bengal. In Jammu and Kashmir, an infiltration attempt was thwarted on the line of control in the Kiran sector of Kupwara district today. According to defense sources, 3 terrorists were neutralized during this anti-infiltration operation. Additionally, weapons and other military equipment were recovered at the operation site. The operation was ongoing in the area when reports last came in. The team of Institute of Technology of Nirma University won the robot competition DD Robocon India 2024. The two-day event began yesterday at Thyagraj Stadium in New Delhi. This event was organized by Prasar Bharati and IIT Delhi. The winning team will now represent India at the International Asia-Pacific Broadcasting Union Robocon 2024 in Quang Ninh, Vietnam. More than 750 students from over 45 colleges, institutions and universities participated in the event. The competition serves as a prestigious platform for showcasing and enhancing students' engineering and robotics capabilities. Nepal President Ramchandra Paudel today appointed Communist Party of Nepal Unified Marxist-Leninist Chairman K.P. Sharma Oli as the next Prime Minister. He succeeds Pushpakamal Dahal Prachand, who lost the vote of confidence in the House of Representatives on Friday, leading to the formation of the new government. President Paudel will administer the oath of office to Mr. Oli and other members of his cabinet tomorrow morning. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast very heavy rainfall at some places over Konkan, Goa, Kerala, coastal and south interior Karnataka, as well as at isolated places over central Maharashtra and Gujarat during the next 5 days. It has also forecast isolated heavy rainfall over Telangana, Madhya Pradesh, Vidarbha, Chhattisgarh till the 18th of this month. And in Wimbledon tennis, Carlos Alcaraz of Spain has clinched the men's singles title, defeating Novak Djokovic of Serbia 6-2, 6-2, 7-6. And that is the end of this news bulletin.